countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Now, on January 22nd, 1972, this exact day 50 years ago, Ireland, together with Britain, Denmark and Norway, signed a treaty of accession to the European Community. Now, while the memory of January 1972 is overshadowed by the terrible events of Bloody Sunday in Derry at the end of that month, the signing of that treaty was the intention of joining the EEC has also profoundly shaped the Ireland we live in today. It was the beginning of our journey into what is today a 27-member EU.
On the 22nd of January 1972 in Brussels, the four candidate countries signed the treaties. Britain had long wanted to join, and its ties with Ireland meant they must join together. The first Scandinavian applicants were Denmark.
Sont exécutés dans nos six pays.
Flanked by Frank Aiken, the veteran Fianna Fáil Minister for Foreign Affairs, Jack Lynch met with the European Commission in his role as principal negotiator for Ireland's original application to join the EEC.
Egmont Palace, Brussels, the arrival of the Prime Minister's party. It was almost the final chapter in 10 years of hard bargaining with the signing of the Treaty of Accession. Now it's the turn of the delegation from ERA. The Irish Prime Minister, Jack Lynch.
We first applied in 1961, when my predecessor, Sean Damas, personally presented in Brussels our application for membership of the European Economic Communities. We have spent many years and many millions of pounds to ensure that agriculture too would be ready to take advantage of the tremendous benefits that offer when we would become members of the community.
The following May, the Irish people overwhelmingly voted in a referendum to join the EC. Denmark also passed a referendum, while Norway rejected joining. And on the 1st of January 1973, Britain, Ireland and Denmark officially joined the founding six members of the EC, now the EU.
EC entry was definitely a very long process.
Michael Miley is a former RTE journalist who worked in agricultural programmes in the 1970s.
On the 1st of January 1973, farmers accounted for 24% of the workforce in Ireland. They accounted for 40% of exports. But between 1970 and 1978, farm incomes almost tripled. Now, it's important to say that costs also increased enormously. The real increase in farm incomes was almost double what it would have been in 1978, what it would have been 6 to 8 years earlier.
Well, I suppose the first thing I'd say, Damien, is that we joined almost 50 years ago, we joined the UK, and whoever envisaged that 50 years later we would be in the EU without the UK.
Marion Harkin is a former independent member of the European Parliament.
Obviously, everybody talks about the various funds, the cap, obviously, but also lots of other funds. And one that comes to mind is all of the money that went into the establishment of the IT around the country. And really, it was European money that had set up those. So it made a huge difference to us here in Ireland.
We know, in fact, that there are many farmers today carrying cows in excess of a cow to the acre, up to a cow and a half to the acre.
Over the past 50 years, over 60 billion euros has been pumped into Irish farming and food production in the form of subsidies and supports.
The farm organisations were passionately in favour, and the leaders at the time, T.J. Maher of the IFA and James O'Keefe of the ICMSA, were very, very prominent in the campaign. And on the 10th of May 1972, when the votes were counted the next day, 83% of the electorate voted in favour.
Yes, you will. This is the thing. You will get low interest loans. This is the thing that you'll not get here at home.
I think it's impossible to imagine what the structure and the state of farming would be like today without EU membership.
Equally, there's pluses and minuses, I think, in all relationships, Damien. Now, I remember back to the night that the European Commission announced the rate of interest that Ireland would pay on the loan back in the crash in 2009, I think it was. We have never shouted at a television set before or since. But that night, when I heard the rate of interest they wanted, I actually shouted at the TV set, tell them keep their bleep money, because they were trying to teach us a lesson. There's been pluses and minuses along the way here. And to me, the biggest single benefit is that we have access to a single market of 400 million people. And Irish agriculture and Irish business and Irish service providers and Irish people have really been able to grasp those opportunities and run with them.
That was Marion Harkin, TD, and then former agriculture broadcaster Michael Miley on the 50th anniversary today of the signing of the Treaty of Accession by Jack Lynch and Paddy Hillary in Brussels. Thanks also to RT Archives for some of those recordings there. Like other programme makers, though, this morning, I'm thinking about our late colleague Colm Keane, whose death has been announced this morning. He was a generous mentor and always had time for younger colleagues. I remember him in here teaching us how to do the basics in getting out on the field and recording interviews like the one that you would have heard earlier on. So I'm always indebted to Colm for the little tips that he would have given many young broadcasters back in the day starting out in the field. So he was always very happy to share his immense skills in making those recordings. And to his partner, Una, and all his family and friends, our deepest condolences here. And may Colm Keane rest in peace.